Hey everybody, welcome to Hammered Out on the Market Scale Network. I'm your host, Mike Bush. One of my favorite things about working in this industry is that, and one of the things I didn't know actually before I joined, is that there's a lot of opportunity to go out for networking events and trade shows and all sorts of other let's get together in some random city opportunities. This next guest, she kind of lives in the middle of my trade show bingo card. Because no matter what show I go to, I know I'm going to run into her. And I know it's going to be a great conversation. She's Ava Barnes, the VP of Marketing from Alvis. Ava, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mike. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited to have you. Let's get right into it. Talk to me a little bit about Alvis. What are the problems you're out there solving? What does the company do?
So Alvis is a transportation management system. So for a little bit of context, I'll talk about the trucking industry specifically, because we talk about logistics and you have trucking, which are mostly companies that are moving freight from point A to point B, whether it's a broker or a carrier. And this industry is completely vital. As you guys know, you're going to the grocery store, you're buying stuff, we're ordering things from Amazon. Everything that we're able to buy and get delivered to our house is happening through the movement of freight that happens mostly via trucks in this country. And so it's a critical industry. And interestingly and unfortunately, this industry is behind in terms of technology. So Alvis is a new software company that is there in the trucking space to help solve these problems, to modernize it, right? To make the workflows of trucking companies much more efficient. And not only make them much more efficient and modern, you know, cloud-based system, integrating all their disparate technologies into one platform, but also to help sustainability in terms of reducing empty miles on the road. So yeah, twofold, update the trucking industry, help out these hardworking individuals that are so important to our society, and also to help reduce greenhouse emissions through reducing trucks that are running empty.
All right. So let's start with that first one, the technology stack. So I think I'm comfortable saying that the largest TMS, the largest technology platform across the trucking industry, is Google Sheets. Not even Excel anymore. It's Google Sheets, because it's a free solution that lives in the cloud, so anybody can go update it. So Ava, how do you, as Alvis, compete with Google Sheets? And what are the key benefits you bring versus a pivot table?
Yeah, that's easy. That's really easy, Mike. I thought you were going to say one of our competitors. So maybe brand new trucking companies, if you only have one truck, maybe you have two trucks, and you can run off of Excel spreadsheets and you're probably doing just fine. But once you get past two trucks, you're definitely going to need something that is more complex, because it's like playing a game of chess. You're having to move so many different pieces and strategize and plan ahead. And now with three trucks, you got three games of chess going. And so you need a computer that is helping think through this for you. So Alvis is architected with workflows that are super smart and efficient to help guide the decisions that you're having to make so quickly and so many times a day. So spreadsheets aren't a bad solution. But you're going to be having a bunch of different tabs open too, because you're going to need an accounting software. You're going to need an ELD or telematics that are in the trucks tracking stuff. And instead of having to switch through a bunch of different tabs, you're going to need a load board. You know, you can bring all that into one system. Just helps you be organized as you grow.
Got it. And then if I'm not mistaken, there's a couple of really critical bells and whistles. So for instance, if I'm a shipper and I'm sending a delivery order via EDI or API, your system encodes it without necessarily me as a trucker. I don't necessarily need to go hire a programmer. If I want to send timely and accurate billing, I'm going to leverage Alvis for that. If I want to tell my shipper, quite frankly, where their stuff is, which is kind of important. And again, going back to Google Sheets, right? Like, Google Sheets doesn't have track and trace. So I'm picking up the phone, or I'm sending my driver a text. And let me tell you about drivers who love to text on their phone and how terrible that goes. So, okay, good companies don't rely on text message. We'll leave it at that. So basically, you consolidate workflows, make it easier to run your business on all of the kind of, let's call it, menial work that goes into trucking. Is that fair?
Absolutely. You hit on some of the biggest pain points. So EDI is it's an example of how trucking uses older technologies. So Alvis has built a native EDI platform so that it's you don't have to use third party to send those EDI transmissions through. You can send them right through Alvis, which greatly reduces the number of errors that you're going to run into. So it's kind of updating and modernizing even that process that a lot of shippers still require. An open API. So you can, it's self-serve API. So you can even set up those connections yourself.
That's awesome. I know we delved a little nerdy on EDI here. For folks who don't know, if you're in the US and you've ever gone to your doctor and asked for like your digital health record, then you have to go through 94 different steps. That's actually the basis of EDI. It's designed to be clunky and have human interactions, but it's also from the 1970s. The idea was, oh, we're going to create a standard language to send, you know, shipment information back and forth. And then, of course, it was co-opted by everybody who uses it. And there are currently 2,500 different versions of each EDI form in the marketplace. So what you end up with is, instead of Google Sheets versus Apple numbers versus Excel, you've got 2,500 different potential options here. So you're throwing a dart at a dartboard with 2,500 numbers on it and hoping to God that your EDI plugs and plays with the shipper's EDI. And Alvis is solving that amongst many, many, many other issues. Is that my good
bet? Yeah, you said that really well. That's exactly right.
Well, thank you. So you're in marketing for Alvis. And this is, it dawned on me today. This is episode like 34 or 35 of Hammer Down. And you're my first marketing person, which is funny because I work in marketing.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't like marketing people very much. No, I'm just kidding. What were you doing before Alvis, you know, kind of in that marketing world? And then I've got to ask you the most interesting question of, since you've got into the industry, what's been the coolest or most interesting thing you've learned?
Before Alvis, I was on the faculty at Georgia State University. So I was teaching college courses full time, mostly mass communication courses, marketing courses. I really loved that job and I love working with students. So I like, you know, that's kind of your angle on this podcast is to help young people especially get introduced to this industry. So I did that. I also worked for an agency, marketing agency that served blue collar industry clients. And I did marketing for a magazine. So I've done in-house marketing, agency marketing, teaching marketing, and now I am SaaS B2B marketing. And I forgot your other question.
So you got into trucking. What's been the most interesting, what's been the biggest surprise about marketing to the trucking community?
Well, just about switching to this industry. So I will say that I didn't think trucking was that cool before I got into it. I was like, it's kind of dated. It's like, I don't know. But then, you know, a friend of mine actually started Alvis, who I've worked with before. And so he brought me on to lead the marketing team. And I was pleasantly surprised to learn that the trucking community, the logistics community, you know, the larger logistics community is all about relationships and it's really well connected. And I really appreciate that. So it's not, you know, some of the like business speak sort of pompous and showy like events that I'm more used to. It's just down to earth, like very friendly, very much like, can I trust you? Like, do I know who you are? Can I trust you? Okay, now I want to do business with you. And, you know, lots of people like yourself who are so proactive in connecting people and growing networks. So the relationship piece, and I'll say one other thing, since we're talking to people that may want to get into this industry, this is an exceptional quality about working in logistics and trucking. And this is probably my number one reason for recommending looking into this industry is that it's hard to understand, right? So when you switch to logistics, you have a lot to learn. It's a steep learning curve. And I'm saying that as somebody who loves to learn, you know, lifetime learner. And once you enter the industry, any job, right, that can get you into the logistics industry, it is so much easier to get other jobs within this industry, because when we hire, we're generally looking for people with logistics experience, because we know that it's a hard industry to grasp. And if you've already been building those relationships that will help, because it's so relationship based, it's much easier to grow your career inside of logistics once you get started here.
I love that advice. I couldn't agree more. You know, it's funny, but like, yeah, I love your answer so much. Like, I think I was talking to Morgan McDermott a couple episodes ago. We had the conversation about like building relationships, et cetera. And I still have memorized the cell phone of my very first client in logistics. And that was 2004. And I still send him a text every now and then. Hey, how you doing? What are you working on? Blah, blah, blah. To your point, I mean, the relationships that, that people in this industry build, they do last for a long time. One of the things I actually found is interesting is there's this perception out there that truckers aren't tech savvy. And for me, and I'd love to have you chime in here, but for me, I think that's absolutely wrong. I actually think the first group of remote workers, the first group of, you know, working anywhere people were truckers. The first people that did tiny homes, quite frankly, were truckers. So my spiel here is trucking isn't technology laggard. We're technology specific. We want very specific things that handle very specific jobs. And if your tool does that, then we're all in versus, hey, we've got something that seems kind of tangential. What do you think? Am I wrong there?
I don't know. I think that you found part of the market that is very forward thinking. And I do think truckers are a unique kind of person that are very cool and they're independent minded. And I think that that also goes with being open-minded, and which would include open to new technology. One of the hurdles that we've experienced personally is a resistance to trying new software. Or maybe it's I'm a bit nervous about onboarding a new software instead of like this eagerness to try the newest, best thing because you know that the payoff will be there. It's kind of like, I'm going to keep doing it the way I've always been doing it because it's working. And I know there's probably something better, but I'm scared to change. We've encountered some of that.
I get that. Now, and you may have a good answer for this one. You might not. If not, no worries. So one of the biggest challenges in trucking is high levels of turnover. I think the industry average is 9 out of every 10 drivers that work for a company are going to leave that company in the next 12 months. It is a 90% turnover industry. Do you find as a differentiator that, hey, the latest and greatest, the tools that make it easier are a retention tool for your market?
Retention tool for drivers. Yeah, absolutely. Very important. Like drivers have it kind of rough. You know, they may get to the drop off location and now they've got to wait 3 hours. And this is something I know you've experienced with the drivers at your company. So that's a focus with Alvis too. It's like we have a driver mobile app. For example. So instead of having to place, you know, maybe 10, 20 check calls of your driver, which drivers don't love because they have weird sleeping hours and weird resting hours and they don't want to be bugged, you know, constantly about where the load is and are you free? And so we automate all of that through the driver app. We can see where the driver is. They can digitally check in and check out. So you don't really need to text them or call them. They can upload all their documents. We've got like advanced document scanning, for example. So you can take a picture of your BOL or POD, and it's going to scan, make it look like a professional scan in the app, sync it to the platform. So that, I mean, I'm getting into the weeds, but it's just an example that those are headaches for drivers. And we want to make it so much easier for them so that, you know, our carriers can retain drivers because it's absolutely a pain point.
Got it. Now, one thing you touched on in your intro, and I kind of glossed over it, but I want to come back to it. You touched on sustainability. Where does Alvis live in the green world?
Yes, this is so important to me personally, and I think in terms of a motivation to get into the trucking industry, to get into logistics, this is a huge one. So trucks are one of the biggest producers of greenhouse emissions. So they're literally giant, you know, gas guzzlers going down the road all the time. And what people may not know is that often those trucks are running empty because they're trying to get to another spot to do another pickup instead of filling up their truck in the city where they just dropped off. So we want to minimize empty miles. When you minimize empty miles, you greatly reduce the number of miles that get driven on the road. And that's something that Alvis does through creating more efficiencies and making dispatch easier and making loads more visible. And some of the like smart connections that our platform offers so that you can more easily connect loads and see where your empty trucks are. Yeah. Just to reduce the number of miles that are driven on the road.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Like when you really think about it, the most expensive thing to haul is air. When your truck is driving someplace, you're paying your driver, you're burning fuel. But if there's nothing in the trailer, if there's nothing in the container, you're literally hauling air. So it's nothing but a drain on profits. Ava, so Alvis raised $20 million recently. What are you going to do with it?
We raised $20 million. We're excited about that. We're at the Series A stage, so it's a very exciting time to get on board with Alvis. Of course, this is recorded in August of 2024, so I don't know when this person will be hearing it, but it is a very exciting time. And with that $20 million, we're mostly investing in the product itself, in the technology itself. So we're trying to hire the brightest minds, the best tech talent, the best engineers that we can find. And we do offer like super exciting atmosphere because you're solving very real, very big problems. So we're trying to recruit the best talent that we can, offer the best packages we can, and then really investing in making our product the absolute best on the market.
Very cool. Ava, I know you prepped. I know you rehearsed and had your talking points ready for the podcast. So Ava, if somebody wants to reach out, get in touch with you, learn more about Alvis, what's the best way to do so?
Alvis.com. You can see all about what we're building. And my email is ava.barnes@alvis.com. So if you want to know more about marketing specifically, I'm the VP of marketing at Alvis. So I lead the marketing team. Been doing that for almost 3 years now. So I'll certainly help you out if I can.
Perfect. And that's alvys.com, as you can probably see on the cry and underneath Ava's name. Ava Barnes from Alvis, thank you so much for being a guest on the show.
Oh, thank you, Mike. That was fun.